The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
It was just an ordinary little trip to take care of some errands. But halfway to my destination, I saw a screaming contradiction that sent me on my way heavy-hearted. It happened while I was stopping at a red light. In stopping, I drew up behind a van. I really paid very little attention to that van at first. But as the light continued to hold red, I began to take in some details of the van visually. It was white, looming there ahead of me. Since I was directly behind it, I had a clear view of its back doors and rear bumper. And suddenly, my attention came to focus upon what those doors and that bumper proclaimed. It was there that I beheld a screaming contradiction. First, I looked at the right rear door. In the middle of it was a seal-type insignia for a certain brand of beer. The insignia was very well done. It was colorful, metallic, and very expensive-looking. Obviously, then, this was a van owned by a liquor-selling or transporting company. Then, my eye fell upon the left rear bumper. There was a bumper sticker, a very brightly lettered bumper sticker, and the inscription read in bold letters, "We care. If drinking, don't drive." I found that to be an almost unbelievable contradiction. What that van was saying, in essence, is, we sell it, we transport it, and definitely, folks, we want you to buy it. But at the same time, we don't want you to think that we don't care about you. We don't want you to carry through on the natural result of what we sell and transport. That screaming contradiction was typical of the world. Think through just a few examples. The world advertises and sells virtually anything for money, and yet simultaneously, it tries to appear to be the good guy. Think, for instance, of the tobacco companies selling cigarettes, which so quickly can be translated into emphysema and cancer. Yet, listen to them touting their charitable and scientific giving. Or think of the rock musicians who sell immorality and rebellion. But then, listen to them advertising some minor do-gooder attempt. Screaming contradictions. They're everywhere about us in the world. But wait, what about you and me? Yes, Christians. Aren't there in our lives also some blatant, testimony-marring, screaming contradictions? Oh, yes, so many times there are. We advertise ourselves to be one thing, but we live in an entirely contradictory manner. How about it? Check it out. I'm not going to name today any specific contradictions, but you ask the Holy Spirit to point them out to you, and then ask Him to erase those screaming contradictions.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters-Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.